8:41. Let's see if my wife has a birthday hangover. Marianne?
Actually, no, we did not really drink a lot. Well, but the food was great.
Yeah, it's been a big birthday week, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I know that all along, I mean, we have birthdays that are 3 days apart. Yours is August 9th, mine's the 12th. And for weeks beforehand and during the week of our birthday, you begin to freak out about getting older because you want to be a teenager forever.
Well, I just like to continue saying what we all did when we were kids. You know, you use the half. I'm 10 and a half now. You don't hear too many people saying I'm 40 and a half, but I'm trying to bring that back.
No, we're sticking to the whole numbers, if we're even saying the age at all, which we're not. But you know what? The good news is that no matter how old you are, if you are a super ager, have you heard of this term? You're going to be in really, really good shape.
Super ager. What exactly is that?
Okay. A super ager is somebody who is in their 80s or older. Okay. We're not there yet, but something to look forward to. And whose cognitive function is comparable to that of an average middle-aged person. So I think we all want to be super-agers.
Yeah, no kidding.
They have less brain volume loss than other people. And right here in Chicago at Northwestern University, there's a big study going on where scientists are actually measuring these things with MRIs and other tests. And they say that, among other things, super-agers are probably much better protected from dementia than, you know, most other people their age. So they have come up with the four common habits that super agers have.
All right, let me write these down because I'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah, right, this weekend. Mm-hmm. And these are things that the people who've been tested have in common. So, and I know that you've probably heard all of this, but I thought it was really interesting to have, like, actual studies that are being done, you know, actually say exactly these are the four things. So, okay, number one, I'm sure that you can guess this, but super agers live a very active lifestyle.
Keep moving. Keep moving.
Yeah, you keep moving, but here's why. So physical activity gives you increased oxygen intake, and that helps your body perform optimally. And exercise helps your heart, and the muscle strain, strengthening exercises that you do reduce your risk of falling, which is one of the major things that kills people is falling.
Well,
you know, eventually,
yeah,
because they break something.
You hear about people, they fall down, they break their hip, and then the slow recovery really, really ages them.
Yeah, and then and also, if you're exercising a lot on a regular basis, you maintain a healthy weight, and you know, the risk for developing Alzheimer's disease triples in people who have a high BMI, which is body mass index, anything over 30. So, if your BMI is over 30, your risk of getting Alzheimer's triples. That's unbelievable to me. Mm-hmm. That's wild. Okay. Ready for number two?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so super agers continue to challenge themselves. Mental activity is just as important as physical activity. So if you don't like Sudoku or other puzzles, try reading an article about something in which you are unfamiliar with. So, or take a class that's outside of your comfort zone. So it's like stimulated by learning something new.
How about
engaging your brain in new ways?
What about doing a morning radio show every day?
I think that if everybody had a chance to do a morning radio show, mm-hmm. they would all be super agers. And this is probably why, main reason why you are a super ager, or you're going to be
I hope
someday.
So.
Okay, super agers are also social butterflies. This is where, Bob, I think you fail.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you need to work on this. Strong social relationships with others. So there's this region deep in your brain. It's the attention region, and it's much larger in super agers, and it's packed with these neurons that are called economoneurons, which are thought to play a role in social processing and awareness. So scientists who do autopsies on superagers reveal that that area of their brain is 4 to 5 times larger than the average person in their 80s. So, you know, it's not as simple as just saying, you know, like be more sociable. But if you're going to make a list of things that are healthy choices for somebody who's aging, and you say eat a certain diet or exercise, don't smoke, maintaining strong social networks should be on that list.
So I have to start enjoying dinner parties. Is that what
exactly
you're telling me?
And also creating them, and also calling people after the dinner party and saying, hey, how you doing? Want to meet for coffee?
That's your job.
What's going on in your life? Yeah, those kinds of things, like caring about the other person, right? Okay, and the last one is that superagers indulge. So, you know, a lot of superagers are fitness buffs, but they also have an occasional glass of alcohol. Moderate drinkers are 23% less likely to develop Alzheimer's or signs of memory problems than non-drinkers. But it's got to be in moderation, because if you drink more than the recommended amount, then it's a risk factor for Alzheimer's.
Well,
so you have to keep your drinking moderate.
Yeah.
You had a beer last night.
Never. Yes, I did. Normally, I keep my root beer consumption to just a couple a week, though. What drinks do you have on Savvy Planet this week? Because Marianne also, in addition to recipes, will concoct some good beverages for us.
I know. Well, because we're talking about drinks, if you are a subscriber of savvy-planet.com, then this week, this coming up, you're going to get a recipe for a delicious watermelon mojito. I really hate drinks that are made with mixes, but this one's fantastic because you actually go to the store and buy a real watermelon, and then you make your watermelon mojito. It's delicious. It's super easy. And you can get the recipe on savvy-planet.com. It'll be mailed out on Tuesday. And by the way, if you're on our mailing list, please fill out the quick survey that you're going to see in the next newsletter, because we want to get to know you better. We want to know who is coming to our website. We want to know more about you. And then in return, you'll get a 25% coupon off for some really cool stuff.
And because I want to be a super ager, I will go to everybody's house personally and get to know them once they fill that out on savvy-planet.com. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay.
I hope you're making plans for me to attend different parties this weekend.
I'm just making watermelon mojitos instead.
See you soon.